This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Russia could invade Ukraine any day, launching a conflict that would come at an enormous human cost. The senior advisor to President Joe Biden offered the stark warning Sunday, the day after U.S. officials confirmed that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by mid-month to give President Vladimir Putin the option of launching a full-scale invasion. Meanwhile, elite U.S. troops and equipment landed in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. The troops are part of a deployment ordered by Mr. Biden to show the U.S. commitment to eastern flank NATO allies. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is facing criticism over his government's response to Russia-Ukraine tensions ahead of his trip to Washington. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
While Scholz says Moscow would pay a high price in the event of an attack, the German leader's response to Russia's aggression against Ukraine has drawn criticism both abroad and at home. His government's refusal to supply lethal weapons to Ukraine, increase its troop presence in Eastern Europe, and declare which sanctions it would support against Russia has left many U.S. officials questioning Germany's stance. The country's heavy reliance on Russian supplies of natural gas and former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's ties to President Vladimir Putin are also areas of concern as Scholz seeks to reaffirm U.S.-German ties. I'm Naomi Shannon.
The Speaker of Tunisia's parliament, which was suspended last year, Sunday rejected a decision by President Kais Saied to dissolve the North African country's Supreme Judicial Council. The Speaker said in a statement signed by the presidency of the House of Representatives that he opposed